کارآفرینان
ارائه از رادیو ایران 670 AM RN
کارآفرینان.
سلامی دوباره دارم خدمت شما شنوندگان عزیز، دوستانی که در این قسمت از برنامه به ما ملحق شدید. خدمتتون عرض کنم که میهمان عزیزی داریم، خانم ستاره خطیبی که ایشون پدر ایرانی و مادر مکزیکی دارن، موفقیت‌های بسیاری در زمینه هنر و هنرمندی کسب کردن، هم صدای زیبایی دارن، آواز قشنگ میخونن، در برنامه‌های کمدی شرکت کردن و همینطور Americans Univision's Beauty Pageant رو در سال 2016 برنده شدن. اما در حال حاضر ایشون فعالیت‌هایش خودشون رو در زمینه سلامتی و تغذیه سالم ادامه میدن. در بخش قبل گفتن که دلیل اینکه علاقمند شدن به این مسئله سلامتی و تغذیه سالم این بود که اول خودشون به خاطر استرس‌های کاری دچار بیماری شدن، چند جور بیماری مختلف داشتن و باید بود جراحی می‌کردن و ترجیح دادن که با تغذیه سالم بتونن جلوی مشکلات رو بگیرن و بیماری رو از بیخ و بن ریشه‌کن کنن، تا اینکه با عمل جراحی یه مدتی خوب باشن و خدای نکرده چانس این باشه که باز بیماری براشون برگرده. و وقتی که تونستن که به خودشون کمک کنن از طریق تغذیه مناسب، دوست داشتن که به بقیه افرادم کمک کنن و ترجیح دادن به جای اینکه بیشتر و بیشتر در جامعه هنر معروف بشن و یک زندگی لاکچری رو فقط برای خودشون داشته باشن، پرپسشون رو در دنیا و اون مسئولیت خودشون رو که کمک به دیگران هم باشه انجام بدن. داشتن برای ما توضیح میدادن که فرق ویگن بودن با completely plant based food چی هست. Sitter, we're listening. You were explaining to us that vegan is different than what you suggest. So I want to know exactly.
It's considered the same. To be called vegan means that you don't eat anything that comes from an animal. That includes dairy. No dairy, no eggs, no milk, no cheese, and nothing that comes from an animal, so no meat, no chicken, and no fish. But it also means you live a lifestyle where you don't use animal products, so you don't use leather, and you know, so you have to be very careful when you use the term. But if I just say that I'm vegan, because technically I am, it also limits the kind of, let's say, vegan I am. Because I can eat processed vegan food, like a vegan burger, for example, that you can find now at Carl's Jr. or Burger King. But that doesn't mean it's healthy. You know, I can eat fries and say that I'm vegan.
Or tofu.
Yeah, exactly. So that would be considered vegan also, that they're processed foods. Or I can eat vegan cheese and I'm vegan. But the way I like to be more specific is I eat a whole foods plant-based diet, low in fat. So yes, I eat foods in their most natural form. Basically, the more whole it looks, the better it'll process and digest and simulate within your body. So we're made of water. So when I eat food that contains its natural form, it includes water and fiber and all its nutrients, right? But to put it in a nutshell, when I began to change my form of eating, with instantly from the first week, I started to see and feel a difference. And that's when I decided to dive deeper into learning more about it. I interned with a few doctors regarding the subject, and I got certified under Dr. McDougall, who is the author of The Starch Solution. And that's just one book of many that I highly recommend. The China Study is another one by the Dr. Colin Campbell, whom I will also be starting their program very soon in February. And in a nutshell, the reason why now why do I do this now instead of all the entertainment, or why have I found a way to decide to promote business through educating and entertainment, is because within 3 months, those cysts were gone and I was able to avoid a surgery. So I dedicated the rest of and anything can change. Things are always changing. We're always learning new things, but the next 10 years was me dedicating myself to learning more about this and sharing it with people. Why? Because when you feel good, all you want to do is help other people feel good too, right? Mm-hmm. So that's I dedicated myself to coaching people. I've helped people use a plant-based diet to be able to help their reversal of diabetes or insulin resistance is the appropriate way to describe that, and also coronary heart disease, high blood pressure, all these chronic issues that can easily be reversed even with simply switching to a more whole foods, plant-based diet. And so I became a coach, and I started a website, and that's kind of what I have done for the last 10 years, and now have also integrated a little bit more into the beauty part, because along the way, I also learned the effect that products have on our body. And so a lot of the products that we're constantly using, especially if you're a woman and you're putting makeup on your face or you're putting a lot of these creams on your face and the makeup stays on you easily eight hours a day, they're full of toxic chemicals and parabens, which are chemicals that can affect our hormones and are always told to be avoided by people that are going through chemotherapy. So if they're needing to avoid it, I'd say that we should all be avoiding all products that contain parabens in them. So now I've found new forms to not only help people to better their health through food, but also something that's so simple to do, because changing your diet not only helps your health, it helps the planet. It helps lives of animals, and it's all connected, you know. And now I figured, what's something that people can do easily that will impact their health and the planet and the animals? And that's using products that are conscious. So I like to call the line that I'm working with called Seitu a conscious beauty line, because it's products that are hypoallergenic for sensitive skins, they're paraben-free, and they are cruelty-free as well, not tested on animals, and basically made with very natural ingredients, which I think is something so simple that all of us can do, which everyone washes their face, or everyone puts sunblock on, everyone washes their hair, or everyone hopefully takes a shower. And so we use these items on a daily basis. They're considered essential items that we use every single day, but no one even thinks, hey, could I be using one that can actually be impacting the world in a positive way as well as my own health? So I've integrated both. And now basically I am, some would consider me an entrepreneur in a business called Seitu, and I help other people do the same thing. I help people learn about how to live a more natural lifestyle for their well-being, for the planet, for the animals, and to help other people to do the same while also making money doing it, which is a lot of fun. I feel like I found the perfect alignment, you know, of helping people on a topic that I'm very passionate about, that also happens to help the lives of animals, the planet, and it's just so much fun to me. That also gives me liberty of time. Remember, we were talking about how can I be making money while also having time to do the things I really enjoy and to spend time with the people that I love. And also right now during quarantine, where more than 44 million people have lost their jobs in just the United States, this is something that can be done from the comfort of your own home. Imagine having your own business from home. So that's kind of the focus that I have at this moment.
That's great. Let's say that our audience who are listening right now to this show, they would like to reach out to you and have you help them, coach them toward a healthy lifestyle and hopefully get rid of their problems. Yeah. And they also want to use the products that you have. How can they reach out to you? Do you have a website?
Yeah. I have a website where they can actually download a free guide when they put their email for the newsletter. It's called setarekhatibi.com. setarekhatibi.com. But the fastest way to actually connect with me one-on-one is always through social media. I'm very active. I'm on social media every single day. I believe this is the new way to
get
do
more
business,
followers,
communicate, connect, create. I think it's very innovative. I think it's the way where we thought, you know, oh, in the future, this is now. This is happening now. And so I'm very connected through social media. Actually, that's how we connected. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I love social media because it has a vast ability to connect people that are either like-minded or with topics that you're very interested in. So if they just look me up, let's say on Instagram, for example, setare.khatibi, they're going to find me and they can DM me and they will have pretty quick response through there. Of course, I have email and whatnot, setare.bellesa@gmail.com, but the fastest way for me is always through social media.
That's great. I think people are using social media these days as well. So if they can reach out to you and they want a fast reply, they can definitely find you there. I want to talk about the term edutainment that you use. I really like it because I organize seminars to inform teenagers of the dangers of using drugs and alcohol recreationally. You know, as one of the directors of Saving Lives Drugs and Alcohol Coalition, I used to organize these seminars, and I called one of them funformative. The reason I call that funformative is because I invited great, well-known comedians to make the seminar fun, and at the same time, we were giving all the attendees all kind of information about the dangers of drinking and smoking. So it really got my attention when I saw edutainment in your bio and reminded me of that seminar. Please explain to me how you bring these two together and make education entertaining.
Well, I think it's been something that has obviously it's been evolutionary, right? Like right now, nobody really has that much of an attention span. They say that we have an attention span of a fish, which is 15 seconds. And so it's been very important for the growth of my company in the process of even feeling like I was barely surviving by getting people to look at my videos and whatnot. I had to find a way that was entertaining as well as educative. And so now you'll even find us. I have a few friends who are doctors who talk about the plant-based diet, but you see them doing TikToks or reels or videos on Instagram or things that are very collaborative and in integrating with people that talk about other topics. You know, now we're meshing, you know, different cultures, and I don't just mean like racial cultures, I mean business cultures together to get certain messages out. Mm-hmm. So I think this has been something that has organically happened towards what is becoming the new norm, right? It's the new marketing, it's the new fashion, is how can I find creative and entertaining ways to get my point across? So is it a video with a lot of visuals? Is it a video where I'm collaborating with someone else talking about the issue? Am I doing an experiment, you know, of trying a new recipe, for example? Or is it having my grandmother taste a vegan, you know, food that she's so used to eating? Let's say if it was my grandmother, you know, from Iran, who's so used to eating gourmet sabzi, and then I tell her, I film a video of her trying vegan gourmet sabzi. You know what I mean? Like, how can we find fun ways to get different points across, you know? And mm-hmm. So it is demanding of us to think out of the box.
Right.
But I'm all about that. I'm open to that. And we kind of have no choice, to be honest.
That's
we
true.
Have no choice. If we want to grow, we have to get out of our comfort zone. And I think that's a part of it. I think it's essential because you're either going to be stagnant in one zone, and it's uncomfortable to be there too in that comfort zone. It's actually not comfortable. So if you know you're not going to be comfortable, you might as well get out of your comfort zone and do new things and try new things and start to get really creative. And it's amazing because the possibilities are endless.
That's great. You talked about being comfortable and getting out of comfort zone. It reminded me of the situation right now. The pandemic affected people's lives in both aspects, health and business. And you, mm-hmm. as a person whose expertise is actually in both of these fields, what is your suggestion to our audience?
Suggestion for doing what with the field?
With health, this pandemic brought a lot of health issues and, in economy, a lot of problems with business. So you're active, you are doing the business, and you have tips on staying healthy and on top of things. I just want to know if you have any suggestions for our audience in these days.
Yes, of course. I actually feel when we take some time to reflect on when we start to ask, why did this happen? And we can come up with a million reasons. But when you go a little deeper, I really genuinely feel that it was the moment for us to take a look at what we're doing and to see what's really important. I think it's, and if I go a little in deeper, on a personal level, I had plans right before the pandemic to go to a tropical place, and I didn't understand why I got stuck, let's say, with my mother, okay, whom I love with all of my being, and I didn't realize that those were going to be basically the last 8 months of her life. And so when we sit there to think a little bit of why did I get in this quote unquote stuck situation, why on a personal level is this happening? And sometimes we don't realize until later. For example, in my personal experience, where I didn't realize, and now I realize that I call it the blessing pandemic, where I got to spend so much time with my mother, which I hadn't for a really long time. And it was, the last moments of her life. And in the sense for the rest of the world, which everyone I'm sure has their own personal situation of reflecting on that. I think it was also an opportunity to really see new ways of doing business. Mm-hmm. I think we've been put in a corner to learn how to do business in a more innovative way, and in what we would have thought was the future, which is happening now, digital format. Right now, people are on the phone 6 to 12 hours a day. So if they're on the phone 6 hours a day, I hope and I invite you guys to let that be to make money while you're online. And how can we do that? Well, if you guys are interested in learning more about doing business online, and if you're interested in beauty, conscious beauty products or nutrition, then they can reach out to me and I can tell them how specifically with this beauty line they could also do the same thing. But it's basically what can you do is learn something new during this time. One, you had a lot of time to watch documentaries about plant-based living, reading books about new or more natural ways of healing the body and giving strength to your immune system. I think right now more than ever, this is what some people call the Great Awakening, right?
Right.
Now all of a sudden people are aware of, maybe I should choose the better option of food so that, I protect my immune system. And so how? Well, we need to learn, what are the foods that protect my immune system, right?
Right.
And so I think this is why social media has played such a big role during the pandemic, because more people are now talking about these ways to protect yourself. And of course, everybody has their own method, right? And there's maybe a lot of information out there and you don't know who's telling what. So what I say, listen to all the different options and experiment. Try it for yourself.
And from what you said, I guess we have to look at it from the positive, in a positive way, and try to see what was the message there for us and what we can learn from it.
Of course. Yeah. Exactly.
Thank you so much for being with us today, Satara. I really appreciate your time and being with us. And I'm sure that we all learned a lot, and we're going to be using all the information that you shared with us.
آه، thanks so much. Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you. دوستان عزیز، امیدوارم که از برنامه امروز لذت برده باشید. تا برنامه آینده، روز خوش و خدا نگهدار.